of September. Lord, I bless you. Even though life is sometimes puzzling, we still bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Am I going to do that? Glory be to God, for he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Glory. Hallelujah. For he has done great things and still is doing, and he has done great things. I believe he will continue to. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Even though sometimes life gives us things that we don't understand. Hallelujah. And when they do, this old song rings in my soul like it did this morning. Oh, ba, yen, ba, Lord, when the morning comes and all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Trials dark on every hand, and we may not understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But he'll guide us with his eyes, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better by and by. Glory be to God. Yes. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, oh, and all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. And I hope my story will be, I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul, not just sometimes, hallelujah, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. In the midst of my pain, I'm still going to, I will bless the Lord. In the midst of my trial, glory. Oh, my soul, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. And all that is within me, bless his holy, hallelujah, name. God is so worthy. Yes, he is. And I bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. You've done great things. You have done great things for us. You have done great things for us. You have done great things. Bless his holy name. You see, temptations come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Temptations come. Hallelujah. Hidden snares come. And they take us unaware. Our hearts may bleed. Hey, no word or deed can help us stand the test. But one thing I know, God is the best, and I'm blessed his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. You say, sometimes life is so hard, and we don't get it right now. But my mama used to always say, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, and all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, and all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better. Yes, we'll understand it better. Oh, we'll understand it better by and by. But until then, we're going to continue. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. We bless your name today, God. God bless you.
Oh, Father God, we just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for protecting us all night long as we slept, Father God. Father God, we come to you humble this morning, Father God. Father God, we come to you boldly, Father God. Father God, we ask you to forgive us our sin, Father God. If we did anything or said anything or even thought anything, Father God, that wasn't pleasing in your sight, Father God, we ask for your forgiveness, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to protect our children, Father God. We ask you to dispatch your angels from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God, to cover the children around the world, Father God, as they go to and fro, Father God. Father God, we ask you to fix all situations, Father God, for you know all, Father God. Father God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father God, we put all our faith in you, God, for we know all things are possible through you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just ask you to go through the hospital this morning and be the doctor that you are, Father God, the healer that you are, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go through the prisons, Father God, and touch and unite, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to spread your strength, Father God. Father God, for you are our strength, you are our redeemer. Father God, we just thank you for all that you do, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch the messenger this morning, Father God. If they decrease, you increase, Father God. So we'll get the message that we need for our feeding, Father God. Feed the sheep, Father God. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We just can't thank you enough for all that you do. Father God, we just ask you to touch the leaders around the world, Father God. Father God, help them make the right decisions in this pandemic, Father God. Father God, we need you. We always need you every hour, every second, every minute of the day, Father God. And we just thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent down the cross for our sins, Father God. So whoever believes will have everlasting life. Father God, we thank you for your protection and your shield. We pray this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Host, are you there?
I am here.
Can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you. And good morning, Brother Minister Daryl. And thank you for greeting us with such beautiful joy of our Lord this morning and starting our day off with that fervent, heartfelt prayer. I am your host, Sister Ruth. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I am honored to be here with you today. Some of you may be wondering, how did this call get started? I heard it's almost been 11 years. How did this come about? Well, in October of 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, received a call from the Lord, a vision and a purpose for this call. And they didn't ignore it. They answered it, and they moved forward with the leading of the Holy Spirit. And here we are today. Next month will be 11 years of the Master's Call. Our scripture comes from Psalm 88 and 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, so please grab your pen and pad or your mobile devices. I'll be giving numbers and information. Our website is themasterscall.net. That's themasters with an S, call.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Please feel free to share our page and the information about our call. The theme for this year is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, just like Brother Daryl did, a host such as myself, or share a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And remember, on Fridays, we take prayer requests and praise report in the second half of our call. So we have a phenomenal company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life, great products to help the world become healthier. The morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the six-digit PIN is 294-617. Once again, 712-770-4005 with the PIN number 294-617. And we also have a bypass number if needed, and that is 716-293-9707. Once again, our bypass number, 716-293-9707. And for our weekly lineup, Mondays are Inspirational Mondays, Tuesday, Presidential Tuesdays, Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday, Thursday, Testimonial Thursday, and Fridays are Activities Fridays with a Zoom call. And the Zoom identification number is 789-456-1235 with the passcode of 1234. Now, let's hear about our speaker for today. I am so excited to introduce Minister Willa Peterson. She is married to Brother Gerald Peterson for over 43 years. They have three adult children, Javin, Keenan, and Marcy, and she's a grandmother. In 2016, Minister Willa and her husband retired. Minister Willa has been blessed with a ministry to be able to unite people. She was a member of a Bible-based fellowship church in Tampa, and was she involved in the Salvation Army ministry. Minister Willa has done so many things, and I invite each and every one of you to visit her bio. She is a part of our leadership team. She is an encourager. She is also part of the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for Tampa residents. As a profession, she's an educator, reading diagnosis and mediation. She has also been a librarian. She has been a caregiver for her late mother-in-law. She's a certified health coach and wellness educator with over 20 years of experience in nutrition. Minister Willa overcame many challenges with her own diet, and now she uses that testimony to help others. Minister Willa is someone I can call my sister, my friend. She is just an awesome woman of our Lord. And I introduce to some and remind others that today our guest speaker and the one that will bring us an encouraging word will be our dear sister, Minister Willa Peterson. My sister, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Minister Liz. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much for that amazing introduction. I feel like I need to send you something in PayPal or Zoom or something for saying all those wonderful things about me. And I feel exactly the same about you, so thank you so much. Well, good morning, my Master's Call family. What a pleasure it is to come to before you again this morning to bring a word that the Holy Spirit put on my heart to share with you. Dr. Pakola, thank you so much for those songs and signs. You took me back to my grandma's church as you set the atmosphere this morning. And thank you for all that you do for us at the Master's Call. would not be the same without you. Thank you, Brother Dale. I'm telling you, you will give scriptures during in the midst of the silence, and so we thank you for that and for being one of our newest partners here on the team. So thank you for what you're doing and for your powerful prayer and for greeting our family this morning. And Dr. Vanessa, oh, thank you so much for your steadfastness here on the Master's Call. For you and Dr. Piccolo have been a constant source of blessing, inspiration, and encouragement to this platform. I mean, we wouldn't be a platform without you for over 11 years, almost 11 years. And, you know, this has been the platform that many people have come to, particularly during COVID, when we were their only source of getting a word. So thank you for your diligence, for your steadfastness. Now, Holy Spirit, I invite your anointing over this call and over this message that you gave to me. Lord, I ask that you use me as your vessel and that I give it just like you gave it to me, Lord. God, I ask you to purge me of anything that is not of you. As Minister Gerald said, hide me behind the cross so our family sees all of you and none of me. God, I pray that this call goes forth with clarity. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus because you've given us the authority to do that. And Father, I pray that this message blesses somebody this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, the name of my message is, What Kind of Clay Are You? And it's taken from the potter and the clay found in Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6, which reads, The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was spoiled in the pot in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. David the potter was an artisan enslaved in South Carolina from his birth in 1801 until the end of the Civil War. His impressive body of work includes 27 stoneware storage jars. Even more impressive was his ability as one enslaved, to read and write, as you know, a skill that meant death for many enslaved people. Dave signed, dated, and inscribed his pots with short phrases that some believe to be coded messages and communication with other slaves of the defiance of this institution of slavery. During his lifetime, his pots were worth 50 cents. However, today, they sell for as much as $340,000. As I read about Dave the potter, I thought about the potter and the clay in Jeremiah 18. I became curious about the stages that a potter must go through with the clay on the potter's wheel before a beautiful vessel is created. You see, Jeremiah witnessed these stages. In this parable, Jeremiah observed the potter as he sits with the wheel head as close to its waist as possible, allowing him more stability and strength. He watches as the potter places a lump of clay on the center of the wheel. He watches the wheel as it speeds up, and the potter brings steady, controlled pressure onto the clay, starting with the blades of the hands where the clay meets the wheel, working upwards. I can imagine Jeremiah observes as the potter turns the lower wheel with his bare feet, the upper wheel revolving smoothly, allowing the potter to shape the lump of clay into a vessel that suits him. It is important, you see, that the potter keeps his hands on the clay to keep it centered. Any variation from the center will result in a spoiled piece of work, and it will have to be reworked. As the clay is revolving, Jeremiah sees the potter as he presses his thumb deeply into the clay to open up the vessel, to make it more pliable. This illustration of the potter and the clay is a great symbolism of the message God has for his people. You see, the people of Judah were an idolatrous people, living life as they aspired to live it. God chose Jeremiah to speak to the people of Judah on the Lord's behalf, even though they did not want to listen. These people were in trouble. They were sinking deeper and deeper into sin and increasing danger because of their disobedience. Kind of sounds like the world we live in today, right? So the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house and observe the work of the potter's hand. My TMC family, we are all like that piece of clay on the wheel. However, what kind of clay are we? There are two types of clay, clay that is pliable and willing to be shaped and molded, and clay that is stiff, brittle, and can be easily broken. Let's talk about the first type of clay, the clay that is workable. Romans 8:29 says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." You see, even before we are put on the wheel, God already has a purpose and a plan for our lives. Kind of reminds me of Prophet Kai when she talks about Jeremiah 29:13, that God has a plan for our lives. It comes down to how cooperative and obedient are we going to be as we go through life. What kind of clay are you? So we are figuratively on the potter's wheel. He already knows what kind of vessel he is shaping us to be. Will you be a vessel who imparts wisdom or knowledge? Will you be a vessel fashioned to prophesy, one with the gifts of tongues, one who teaches, preaches, or one with the gifts or exhortations? In addition to those outward gifts, we are also being fashioned with inward attributes, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Throughout our lives, God is working on us just like the potter of the wheel. He is molding you and me and shaping us into the vessels that can be used to transform lives. Interestingly enough, no two vessels will turn out to be exactly alike, as each has its own striking beauty and even flaws that may not even be seen with the naked eye. God has created each of us the way he wants. Psalm 139:13-16 says, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me." You see, my family, it is our responsibility to take what God has given us and use it for his glory and his pleasure. In doing so, we will find our ultimate fulfillment and joy. Let's take me, for example, on the potter's wheel. Now, before I was conceived, God had this piece of clay that he was going to name Willa. Before putting this piece of clay on the wheel that will be called Willa, God cleaned it, kneaded it, and then he even got his hands dirty. As he was molding Willa, his hands got wet. He steadied the clay. He put pressure on it. He was carefully creating her into the shape that he predestined her to be. God finds work in the dirt as he formed Willa for his precious. Now, Willa goes through life experiencing ups and downs, challenges and victories often having to be put back on the wheel when she has gotten sent off-centered. Like the clay, we find ourselves off-balanced at times. So God puts us back on the wheel so we can refocus, reset, and return to the purpose he has created for us. When we are pliable and allow God to work with us, refashioning us into the vessel he created, when we take time to hear him clearly as a result of allowing ourselves to be pliable, we will realize how much more fulfilling our lives will be. Then, there's another piece of clay that I told you about, the clay that doesn't want to be molded at all into the vessel God has purposed for it. This is what I call the stiff clay. Isaiah 45:9 says, "Woe to those who quarrel with their maker, those who are nothing but potsherds among the potsherds on the road, on the ground." And that's the broken pieces of pot. Does the clay say to the potter, "What are you making?" Does your work say the potter has no hand? Again, I'll speak for myself. I know how I have been that piece of clay, that spoiled piece of work, not wanting to cooperate with God's plan for my life. However, the potter, God, doesn't even choose to throw me away. Instead, he puts me back on the wheel and reworks me from the inside out. You see, the potter cleans out the inside of the clay to strengthen the base. The potter wants to clean us up inside and out so that we can look like him. You see, it's not what we wear that says, "I love Jesus." You know, none of that paraphernalia. It's not what's on our bumper sticker that says, "I'm saved." It's not the cross that we wear around our neck. It's allowing him to clean us up inside out on that wheel. It's allowing him to shape and form us to be Christ-like as he predestined us to be. I am so thankful that God is not deterred by our defects. He just puts us back on the wheel as many times as necessary until we are created into his image. I praise God that he is not limited to my outward appearance, but he understands that I may look good and you and I may look good on the outside, all cleaned up and polished. You know, we can look real good, right? We can put on that pretty smile. We can get that makeup on, and guys can get the hair done and look real good. But does our outside match the inside? Do people really know what we are going through and how we are feeling? And as we are that old stiff piece of clay, each time we do not cooperate, the process begins again. What does he do? He throws us back on the wheel. He gets his hands wet. He balances us. He forgives us. He loves us. He reworks us into the purpose he has for our lives. Isn't it just a blessing that God specializes in recycling rubbish? Because that's what we are. We're like rubbish that he takes and he molds and he forms and he loves and he guides. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you see, not everyone will experience the same thing in the same way. When Peter was getting in Jesus' business by asking him about John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, Jesus told him in John 21:21, Jesus said to him, if he can remain until I come, what is that to you? Just follow me. And that's what he's saying to us. Just follow me. You see, remember that vessel God fashioned called Willa? He created her with a host of gifts, one of which is not the gift of singing. He often has to put me back on the wheel when I try to sing, and I hear you, Dr. Vanessa, hallelujah. You see, not everyone is created with the same gifts, talents, or calling. So do not be concerned about God's molding and fashioning and shaping someone else. So often, we look at how others are being fashioned and what they have going on, and it looks better than the vessels in which we have been fashioned. But you know what? Just allow God, just be you who God is allowing you to be, because that's where your purpose is. That's where you will experience success. He has a different process. His process for each of us is different. How many times do we have to be reworked and go through the process? He has made knowing the purpose which we are fashioned very clear. He says, spend time with me. Listen to my voice and be obedient to how he has, what he has purposed us to be. We are created for his glory, to be a blessing as we walk in the purpose he has given to us. So, stay on the wheel because you are in God's hands. The potter working with the clay reminds us that God is at work in us for his good pleasure. And that's found in Philippians 2:13. I hope this message has been a blessing to you. Back to you, Minister Ruth.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Will, for that powerful, on-time, and applicable word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after just a few announcements. Now let us prepare our hearts and minds to pray. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Nothing happens without you, Lord, and we give you all the honor. Lord, pour back into Minister Willa as she poured out to us this morning as you asked her to. Lord, she was obedient to your voice. Continue to bless her husband, strengthen her marriage and her family, and be with her, Lord. We definitely heard your heart this morning. Lord, continue to bless our co-founders, Dr. Pecola and Dr. Vanessa. Keep their minds strong and energetic, and help them continue to be the powerful leaders in our lives. Lord, continue to bless the Artist Life family and the leadership team and all of the business owners within the Artist Life group. Lord, I pray for the sick and the shut-in, Lord, for the bereaved families, for there are many. And Lord, I pray for the TMC family, for each and every person on this call, for every family represented on this call, for everyone that made the call this morning and those for whatever reason could not. Only you know, Lord. Be with them. Heal their hearts. Give them the fervor and your spirit to continue on. In your son's name we pray. To hear the playback of this powerful on-time message, please dial 712-432-1085, and the six-digit PIN will be 957-677. Once again, to hear the playback of this powerful message, dial 712-432-1085 with the PIN 957-677. Once again, it's 957-677 for the PIN. The new motivational call is next. And to tap into that call, dial 712-770-4005, the PIN 294-617. Once again, new motivational call, 712-770-4005, the PIN 294-617. Thank you again. My sweet sister, our co-founder, Dr. Pecola, for that awesome praise and worship that took us way back to the throne room of our Lord. And thank you, Brother Minister, for greeting and opening us up with prayer. And once again, thanks to Minister Willa and for that powerful message. I'm just overjoyed this morning. So, Minister Willa, will you take a few moments and come back and close us with the benediction.
Thank you so much, Minister Ruth. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the good work that you fashioned us to be, before we were even created, Lord. Now, God, I pray that you help each of us to keep our eyes on the prize, keep our eyes on you, that we walk out the purpose that you created for us. For, God, it is for your glory and for our good. And, God, we thank you for salvation. And, Father, we ask that as we're working out and doing that which you have purposed us to do, that sharing Christ with others is one of the things that you have fashioned us for, and that we will do it boldly. Now, God, I pray that you guide everyone today, that you comfort, that you protect, God, that you have your angels encamped around about us, that we hear your voice and be obedient to what you tell us to do. We give you praise and call it done. It is in your name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. For my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have to know that I love me from you. Until we meet again tomorrow, God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.